USA Radio News with John Hunt.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the United States has seen a number of missteps by Russia in its invasion of Ukraine. In offering an assessment of Russia's troops, he said they have not progressed as quickly or as far as they would have liked. Many of the assumptions that Ukraine would just roll over have proven not to be true as they continue this fight. In more American gun violence, two people are dead and another two are injured after a shooting on a public transit bus in Florida. Another three people were injured in a car crash connected to that incident in Fort Lauderdale. Police identified the suspected shooter as Jamal Meyer. He's been charged with two counts of first-degree murder, two counts of attempted murder, and possession of a weapon by a convicted felon. The driver also forced his bus past another vehicle to get into the parking lot because of the shooting, resulting in the car crash. The three people injured in the crash were treated at the scene for minor injuries. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The United States is stepping up their push for consular access to Brittany Grenier, the WNBA star, who is detained in Russia on allegations of drug smuggling. Grenier's lawyers have been visiting her regularly and have brought her care packages that include food and personal items, but she has not yet met with anyone from the U.S. consulate. The State Department issued a statement demanding access to Grenier, who plays professionally in Russia during the WNBA offseason. Grenier was detained after arriving at a Moscow airport after Russian authorities said search of her luggage revealed vape cartridges that allegedly contain a trace of oil derived from cannabis, which could carry a maximum penalty in Russia of 10 years. Black people who wear hairstyles like afros, cornrows, or tightly coiled twists should not face bias in society, school, and the workplace, according to the U.S. House, in voting to make it explicit that such discrimination is a violation of federal civil rights law. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
U.S. and Chinese warships were in very close proximity to each other yesterday.
China sailed an aircraft carrier through the Taiwan Strait, closely followed by a U.S. destroyer, just hours before the Chinese and U.S. presidents were due to talk on Friday. Chinese Foreign Minister spokesman Zhao Lijiang told reporters in Beijing, quote, "We should not associate this with the communication between the heads of state of China and the United States. You may think it is too sensitive. What is sensitive is you, not the Taiwan Strait," end quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And a federal grand jury continues to examine evidence in a wide-ranging examination of Hunter Biden's international business dealings, even after President Joe Biden's son paid off a significant tax liability, according to the New York Times. A tax inquiry probe during the Obama administration widened in 2018 to include possible criminal violation of tax laws as well as foreign lobbying and money laundering rules. Australia's Great Barrier Reef is suffering widespread and severe coral bleaching due to high ocean temperatures 2 years after a mass bleaching event, according to the Australian government. The report by the Great Barrier Reef Marine Authority, which manages the world's largest coral reef ecosystem, comes 3 days before a United Nations delegation is due to assess whether the reef's World Heritage listing should be downgraded due to what they call the ravages of climate change. A UN delegation will be inspecting the reef's health next week. For USA Radio News, I'm John.